think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Now, this is a good story, this one. Let me just set the scene for you a little bit first, though. The Waterhouse family was on a pier in Point Lonsdale when four-year-old Ella fell into the water. Now, they'd just taken a photo, and I've got the photo here. It's this great photo of the three kids there. But what happened next was quite frightening. It resulted in Dad Peter jumping into the water. Peter joins us now. Good morning, Peter.
Yes, good morning, Tony.
Now, just set the scene for us. So you've got the kids, their ages are, what, 4, 5, and 7 or something, are they?
Yes, that's correct, 4, 5, and 7. And essentially we were down on the Point Lonsdale jetty. We've been there many times before, and it was quite stormy, but it's great weather for walking in. And the Spirit of Tasmania was passing by in the background, and I simply said to the children, kids, line up along the back railing, and I'll get a photo of you three with your arms up in the air with the Spirit of Tasmania in the background. And I took the photo, and then I'm not sure what happened next. It all happened so quickly, as these things do, but all of a sudden I just saw through the camera Ella take a step back or trip, and the gap between the floorboards on the jetty and the first railing was just wide enough for her little body to fold up, and she slipped straight through into the water.
Oh, my God. And so, I mean, you jumped in instinctively?
Yes, indeed. I think it's one of those situations, Tony, where maternal or paternal instinct kicks in, of course, and just dropped the camera and took about 2 steps and dived over the pier. And look, in God's kindness and God's providence, she didn't whack her head on a pylon on the way down. She didn't sink to the bottom. She had enough water sense to keep her head above water for those couple of seconds until I got into the water next to her.
So how big's the drop? Is it like your normal pier? So it's, what, probably about 2 or 3 metre drop, is it?
Yeah, high tide. So between 3 and 4 metres. And I suppose what's ironic in all this, Tony, is that I mentioned we've been to the same jetty quite a number of times. And funnily enough, in my mind, I've actually played through this scenario several times. I've actually wondered to myself, gee, what would I do if one of my children actually fell into the water? And of course, you don't ever expect it to happen, but it's one of those 1 in 1,000 chance situations. And it is what it is. It just happened to happen that way on the Monday afternoon.
Monday just gone.
Yes, that's right, in the afternoon. Yes.
Now, of course, the story doesn't end there. It does have a happy ending, but you had a little bit of help along the way.
I did indeed. Look, I think I'm someone who's a fairly capable swimmer and fairly fit, but I was just stunned at how much my strength was sapped. I had several layers of clothing on, including a very warm fleecy top and a rain jacket, and of course they were drenched, and so I was very, very heavy, especially holding Ella. And I managed to grab onto one of the pylons, but it's a funny spot near the jetty, and the current takes you in about 3 different directions, and the current near the jetty was taking me away from the pier. And so I could see a metal rung ladder hanging down about 10 metres away, and I knew I had to get there. But moving through the water was very, very tiring, and as I got closer again, I could feel myself drifting away. But fortunately,
Have you got Ella with you at this stage?
She is in the car, yes.
No. When you're talking about how you're struggling to get
I see what you mean. Yeah. Yes, I was holding it with my right hand.
Right.
And so I was just trying to use my left hand to swim through the water and to get closer to this metal rung ladder. And again, just trying to fight the current's very difficult. But then these three fishermen just went into, I suppose, autonomous mode straight away and quick thinking, and they formed a human chain. And the man at the very end got himself wet and came out into the water and basically thrust his hand out. And so eventually I was able to get close enough to thrust Ella into his arms. And I said, look, have you got her? Yes, yes. And they took her up the human chain, and then he stuck his hand out again and pulled me up onto the ladder. So, of course, I'm eternally grateful for those blokes. They happened to make the decision to go fishing that very day.
Oh, boy. So do you think if the fishermen weren't there, this could have been a whole different ending?
Yeah, indeed. Look, it is one of those what-if situations, but just recalling it, I suppose, and playing the whole event in my mind, I just recall, again, being so stunned at how tired I was and how I just was not really able to swim against the current. And so certainly, while I was getting closer and closer, just that final 2 metres to get actually a hand on the ladder, I really needed those men to reach out because I wasn't going anywhere fast, that's for sure.
Have you bought them a beer?
Well, indeed, I said to them I'm in their debt, and we're planning to actually go and have lunch at their shop. I didn't get their names, but they told me they all run a hamburger chain called Burger Inc. in Newtown and Geelong, apparently. So I thought, well, that's it. We're going to have lunch there today. And look, I'll do the plug and say, if it's lunchtime, dinner time, and you're after a hamburger and you're in Geelong, please go to Burger Inc. and thank them for me.
Oh, absolutely. Feel free to give them a plug. I think it's a fantastic story. It shows again that, you know, human kindness is alive and well, and so is Ella, and that's the main
indeed.
Thing. So, and has she sort of been spooked by it all, do you reckon? Or?
You know, it was funny. I would have thought she would be, but actually her older brother and sister were obviously very upset. But the first time she cried was when she got out of the water and my wife came down with some dry clothes, and that was when she cried. But the next day we actually went down to the Bellarine Aquatic Centre just to get back in the water, albeit in a much safer environment, and she was fine and she was great. So it's one of those things that does give you a bit of a scare, but you don't want it to put you off being next to what you love doing and being next to the water for the rest of your life, of course.
Mm, fantastic stuff, Peter. Look, I'm glad it's all worked out in the end. And
yes, indeed.
The photo that I'm looking at now, maybe we can put it up on the 3RW website of the three kids there. And look, it's probably not the best photo you've ever taken, but I reckon the story behind is going to be priceless.
Yeah, it's very poignant, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Peter. Nice to talk to you, mate. And enjoy your lunch.
Thanks very much, Tony. Will do.
Peter Waterhouse joining us there, and he's one grateful dad for those fishermen who came to the aid of him and his little girl.